are back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil today. He's out doing some lawyerly things and just finished up with my monologue on Mad World. And I've got some good comments here. Jeff, or Jeffro, as as Phil calls him, from Indiana, said, Lee, the world has become a Clockwork Orange movie. Now, if we just had the drug to make them sick every time they thought about it, like in the movie, everything would be a lot better. Good Lord, Jeff. I hope we don't quite get as bad as a Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, wasn't that a creepy movie?
It was super creepy.
I remember watching that when I was like 12.
My husband always wanted to... He always wanted to go as that character for Halloween. And I'm always like, no, scary. So let's see. We also have Tracy from Athens said, woohoo, we love you, Lee. Well, right back at you, Tracy. I appreciate the love because y'all know I don't do this very often. Missy from Fockville. Amen, sister. Awesome monologue. Thank you. And John from Huntsville. Awesome monologue. We're happy and happy Taco Tuesday. Don't say that. My kids will demand tacos when we get home. And hey, big rig, where's the Speedy Gonzalez sound effect?
I didn't have time to get it done this week. We have a lot going on, Phil being out and me having some engagements later this week. So
I'm ahead now.
Yeah.
I'm ahead.
You're ahead. So maybe.
You forgot a sound effect. Forget it. You're done. So looks like we have a caller, Brian from Huntsville. I'll go ahead and put him on.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I enjoyed the monologue. And to piggyback off your monologue and mention Colonel Phil's common sense is a superpower, I wanted to reminisce and say that I much preferred dumb phones in the hands of people with common sense than smartphones in the hands of people with no common sense.
I totally agree. Smartphones with idiots in control are not a good thing. I remember someone telling me that our smartphone now has more capability than the computer that launched the first shuttle. It's just scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Brian, I totally get it, and I agree with you. Smartphones can be really dumb sometimes in the wrong hands.
Agreed.
Thanks for your comment, though.
He's already gone, but
Well, thanks, Brian. Appreciate you. I'm going to continue on and start my first dipper. Continue on the theme, Mad World, because there's just so much madness. It's really, really hard to get to it all. Especially the children. That part bothers me, I think, almost more than any of it. Watching these kids, just for social media clout or clicks or whatever, fight each other, and not just fight each other, but really tear each other apart, and not just fight, but try to hurt, maim, and even attempt to kill people. You remember the St. Louis incident? I guess maybe a month ago,
yeah.
Where the girl she had her down. I mean, it looked like a fight that they were going at it together, mm-hmm. But she gets her down and then she starts bashing her head into the concrete over and over and over. That's where I'm like,
How do you do that?
A disconnect. Like, yeah. Once you got them down on the ground and you get up and you walk away because you've won.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, I'm going to get them down there and then I'm going to give them brain damage. And that's the part that I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand where we parted ways with just basic human compassion.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No regard for human life right there.
No. It's like they're sociopaths. It's like they just don't care. And it's scary because that's the future of our nation. Our children, they're the most precious thing on earth. We would die for them. It's the only thing in the world practically you would die for is your child. And then they're growing up little monsters. And you look at it and you go, how is this happening?
I feel like a lot of times you can square that down to parenting.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof, yes.
Yeah, I mean, no role model, a lot of times no father in the home, nobody to curb that instinct. Mm-hmm. They become way over emotional with no outlet, really. And I think COVID did nothing but absolutely drive that home. These kids were stuck inside. They had no outlets. It just caused more frustration and more uncertainty. And when you have that, it drives anger underneath because people don't like to have that uncertainty and they don't like to feel trapped. They don't want to have a mask on their face all the time. And I think that kind of drove this rise of anger, especially in kids. But I think social media was the biggest driver because they get this attention that they so desperately seek from someone. And I look at it and I'm like, look at TikTok. Look at what TikTok plays these things on a loop. They play every bad behavior, every weirdness, every kink. They just play it up and play it up. But that's not what they play in China, their home country.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's a lot different. Their TikTok's a lot different from our TikTok.
Yes, their TikTok is like, you know, look at all these great things and education and, you know, look at how, you know, you can be a success. I swear it's mind games. That's what I think anyway.
Yeah, but it is.
It is. So that's kind of how I'm going to start off Mad World, but I've got a few other things to talk about. But let's try to make this a better world for the children. And I think the part about hugs and love makes a big difference. We gotta make sure they understand that we're here for them and that we love them and that they're not alone. I think that's probably the
Completely
most important
agree,
thing.
Yeah.
So if we can do that, if we can do that, we can turn the tide of what's happening. Or at least we can try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of my goal, is to make sure and just be a little kinder and think a lot longer before I speak about things. I mean, I'm pointing the finger at myself as much as anybody else.
I agree.
Yeah. But just be a little kinder. And what I tell my kids is, on social media, if you wouldn't say that to that person's face, please don't say it on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be right back. And we're back. This is Lee from Huntsville. And I am in for Phil Williams today, doing my best to hold up the right side radio standard here. Trying anyway. I have some interesting texts, and let's see. One of them is, do you think the movies MMA, WWE contribute to the madness? When I grew up, all we had was the Three Stooges, and they got into reruns. They said, do you know that's not good for kids to watch? You know, movies, I think what's worse about movies is not necessarily the violence, it's the wokeness. That's probably the worst thing about the movies. MMA, not particularly. I mean, how is it any more inherently violent than boxing was back in the day? I mean, Mike Tyson bit somebody's ear off, for God's sake. WWE, I mean, everyone knows that's fake. I mean, the guys are athletes, obviously, and they're doing
fake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I ruin it for you?
Yeah.
My bad. But, you know, it's entertainment, and there's value in that entertainment. But do I think, no. I mean, did I watch my sons RKO each other? I sure did. Somebody broke the couch once doing that. So, I mean, could it cause your couch to have problems? Yes, but no, I don't initially think that in itself. I think it's much more, how can I get popular on social media? How can my posts get likes? How can I have more followers? Whatever.
That instant gratification.
It's like the instant everything is the deal. Like, mm-hmm. they want everything instant. And I have noticed this age group gets very bored very quickly. And I despise the word. My kids know better than to say that word to me, because I'm like, I don't care. Go make your own fun. Get out of my hair. So, but, you know, they do say it. Although I do find it interesting that I recently saw that Gen Z, they did a poll, and they were much less likely than millennials or even Gen X to allow their kids to have access. I mean, they don't have kids yet, but when they do, to have access to technology and social media. I think they really see the pitfalls more clearly than we do, even, because they just consume more of it.
Yeah.
So
they see what, you know, the damage it's doing currently. Yeah. And then when they get older, they're like, nope.
Well, I don't know. I guess we will have to see if they limit it. I hope they do. I hope, like in my monologue, people start leaning away from it and getting back into what's real life.
I feel like people are. They're starting, you know, homesteads and, you know, homeschooling and all that kind of thing.
Yes, I agree. They're almost going to the extreme of zero, you mm-hmm. know, technology.
Yeah.
Almost like, you know. Living
like Amish.
Like the Mennonites or whatever. So, I mean, I think there's a happy balance in there somewhere.
Yeah. I just saw a video the other day. There was a guy. He's like living off grid, no papers or anything. He's just living in a shed in the woods. And more people are doing stuff like that.
I mean, if, you know, I don't know, like, what about toilet paper and things? Like, I don't know. There's some.
I mean, yeah, I have the same concerns as you.
There's some things I need.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Bruce from Hazel Green texted in, I agree with you, Lee. We need to get rid of all social media entities. I mean, in a perfect world, but that isn't going to happen. We just have to learn how to live with it and moderate it to where it's not such a big part of our life. I got rid of Facebook because of that, because it was such a time waste. It wasn't. And plus, everybody posts the most inane stuff. I just didn't care. I don't want to know what you had for dinner.
It's all just memes and violence now.
Or they'd be like, look at what my kid's grades in elementary school. Everyone gets A's in elementary school. Stop posting that. Your kid's not special or a genius. So, you know, that may be harsh, but come on. And Jeff from Indiana said, doing a great job as always, Lee. Thank you. I'm in full support of adopting Singapore tactics because a lot of these children and adults just need a good spanking. Man, I could not agree with you more on that one. I know a lot of people have problems with corporal punishment, but a good butt whipping can produce miracles, especially if you have like a, well, in mine, my girl was sweet and kind and soft-spoken and never needed a spanking, ever. And my two boys, it's like, I don't know. Sometimes even a spanking didn't do enough. Yeah, Big Rig and Lee, this is from John Huntsville. Big Rig and Lee, I wanted to let you know that while you were reading text messages, a child abduction alert went off on the radio, so I have no idea what text messages got read. Well, sorry. We did read yours. Also, Lee, I was just wondering, do you think it's possible for Donald Trump to get a fair trial? No. And that's why they're bringing it in these particular districts, because no, obviously.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we're just talking about it. But what they don't realize, and I said it's biblical, they don't know what makes them stumble. The more they push these ridiculous, fake trials, the more they make a mockery of justice with him, the more popular he gets. They just can't understand it. They feel like it. If they can just get to a certain point, then everyone will abandon him. But what they don't realize is that's not going to happen. So just keep pushing, keep doubling down, because he's just going to get more popular. And Tracy in Athens, let's see. She said, just saw that. I'm not sure what she's referring to, but I'm glad you just saw it.
Oh, no, that was me.
Oh.
We had a hot mic during the break.
Oh.
It was me.
Oh, it was you?
Yeah.
And you were asking me if it was me.
Yeah.
Way to go, Big Rick.
Yeah, I'm losing points on that.
I mean, you're gonna be like a C instead of an A++.
I didn't say anything crazy on the break, so we're good.
No, we never do. Ryan from Hazel Green, the popularity contest for kids exists as it always has. The means of gaining the popularity is what has changed. I agree with that. I agree with that to an extent. I mean, it's just that the popularity can be in the millions instead of just your high school or your middle school or your class or whatever.
Now it's on the internet.
And now these kids are aiming to get like paid. I mean, it's not just.
It's all about like, how many followers do you have?
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
It's not about anything in person.
Especially are like these girls. The OnlyFans people, you know, it's how can you make new content and how you can, you know, whore yourself out a little bit more. I mean, it's sad and scary. And these girls are getting younger and younger that are doing this. And it's just, it's
terrible.
It is terrible. But I agree with you, Ryan. It is similar, just on a massive scale. But, well, thank you guys. I appreciate everybody texting in. So I don't have to actually fill every single inch of the air. Thank you. But I did want to discuss a few more things that I found just when looking for stuff on Mad World. Like, why are we so angry? And why are people doing what they're doing? I found an article in my hand here. I'll make it shake like Phil does. A New York City man was accused of dousing four women with scalding hot water in random attacks. And it showed him in court, and he's smiling like broadly, like he just won an award during the court appearance. Obviously looks a bit touched, a little mentally ill there, but he was just smiling like he had done something fabulous. And he threw scalding water and burned people. Just crazy. He was dressed in an orange jumpsuit, made his first appearance. This is March 28th, so just a few days ago, and smiled gleefully at photographers during his arraignment. It said it wasn't clear if he was really happy or just crazy, but he acted like very arrogant, didn't care. This was another, this is also New York. I mean, New York's really getting the brunt of these in LA. I mean, of course, they're the two largest cities, but still, the crazy there is just running rampant.
Yeah, I would say that's psychotic.
Yeah. And just throwing it on just random people as they go by. And they called him a serial splasher. Oh, I think it's a bit more serious than that. But I think they all kind of happened within a day or two of him attacking them. They finally got him. But he's a homeless man with connections to a Brooklyn shelter. And it said he underwent a mental health evaluation at a local hospital following his arrest. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And what did they say?
It doesn't say, but oh. I can guess. I mean, if you're just randomly throwing boiling hot water on people, there's something wrong.
Yeah, obviously.
There's something going on upstairs that's not quite right. And I so here's what's funny is that in everyone's desperation to explain why these things are happening, and have you ever noticed that, especially with liberals, they will do their very best to explain something away or to try to blame it on something that's entirely has nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
And who is their favorite person to blame it on?
Trump.
Yes, that is correct. MSN.com, the headline here is just, I actually laughed out loud when I read it. Men punching random women in New York City. A desperate last gasp of the male rage fueling MAGA. Because, yes, that's exactly who's doing these punching. It's guys with MAGA hats.
And I got to give you one of these.
This is definitely jackassery. It said men are punching random women on the streets of New York City, as usual with these kinds of diffuse and chaotic stories. There's much that is unknown, including how often this is happening, how many people are involved, or whether it's all coordinated. How often this is happening all the time, how many people are involved, some crazy dude, and each time, and whether or not it's coordinated. No, because crazy homeless people don't coordinate.
No, they don't get together MSN. And say, hey, let's go punch some ladies.
Her name is Amanda Marcotte. Amanda, you should have called me because I could have answered some of these questions for you. It says, but what we do know is alarming. CNN reports that dozens of women have discussed being victims on social media, and they formally interviewed six of them. There have been three arrests recently, and a fourth man is wanted and currently being sought. They said even reality star Bethany Frankel said she's been victimized. Someone probably stole her bottle of Skinny Girl vodka as she was walking out the door. Everybody always wants to get in on it. It said women report being assaulted by men of different races and ages. Still, across the different stories, a couple of similarities pop out. The alleged victims are mostly young and pretty, and most of them say they were minding their own business when they were attacked. Some were on their phones or reading on tablets. Others were speaking to friends or daydreaming. Whatever they were doing, they were just living their lives, and that, it seems, is what enraged their assailants. Now, what I have to say here is you're not paying attention is what you're not doing. You're making videos. I don't know if you've seen recently, someone did a video of Times Square, and you can see all these different people doing videos, like having their phone set up in front of them and acting out something in some way. There must have been like 8 or 9 people just as they turned on their block. Showing it.
They were all like TikToking or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, oh yeah. Just somebody could have walked by and hit them on the head. They wouldn't have seen them coming because they're too busy doing what they do.
Yeah.
But they said they were either on their phone or reading tablets, talking to friends, or I don't know who daydreams, but okay. Walking down the street in New York, I'd be paying attention. So young and pretty, you might want to pay attention.
Especially in New York.
Yeah. Might want to pay attention to what's going on around you. That it might be the first problem here. So let's try to pay attention, especially when there's just homeless walking around punching folks. And it said it's not surprising these stories have gone viral and captured the public's imagination. While it rarely turns to violence, most women who spend much time walking around in public have experience with men who berate them for paying attention to something other than the man who is now often out of nowhere spewing invectives. And it's like they think that these men are angry that the women aren't paying attention to them. And I think what they don't understand is they're just angry because they're a little mentally ill and crazy. Okay. Well, we will be back in a minute to continue the mad world. We're back. It's Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Been talking about mad world. And I wanted to continue with that story I was reading because it had some really funny lines in it, I guess. It said these stories resonate as well because the nation is having a moment of increasingly unhinged male fury at women for daring to have lives that are centered around something other than catering to a man's every whim. Unleashed by Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, there's an upswell of loud male entitlement shouting at us from every corner. Yeah, can I get another donkey, please? It says, we see it in the male fans of Jordan Peterson, who clamor to his events to hear him croak out. And they're trying to, you know, demean.
Yeah.
An extraordinarily intelligent man. A just-so story about how lobsters justify their faith in male dominance. Or the rise of trad wives online who make a living pretending they're unemployed and housebound. I mean, being a mother and a homemaker is not unemployed. trust me, I did it for years. It's work.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's real work.
It is.
You got stuff going.
I even had to do it for a while. Stay-at-home dad thing.
So you know what I'm saying. It's not like you can just sit around and eat bonbons. There's stuff to do.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's sort of Ben Shapiro setting fire to a Barbie doll because he can't stand that blockbuster comedy starring a woman is about anything but her quest for male affection. Not why he burned it, because it was... not that good of a movie, but okay. I just think you have a lot of Barbie fans that just wanted to see Barbie, and she was a great depiction of that. But the storyline was not, you know.
I never saw it.
Oscar worthy. I mean, I didn't see it either, but I've read extensively about it. But yeah. I think it was more the storyline. But hey, whatever. Or MAGA pundit telling lies about birth control in hopes of tricking women into having babies before they're ready. So which is it? Is it smart women who want to live their lives, or are they stupid enough to be tricked over birth control? I mean, you can't really have it both ways, right? Do women understand how birth control works? I think so. It says, or conservatives writing op-eds that blame women for male loneliness, telling women they must self-sacrifice to relieve male pain by marrying Donald Trump voters.
Wow. Who wrote this?
Let's see. We'll go back here. Her name is Amanda Marcotte. Amanda Marcotte lives with a bunch of cats. I almost guarantee you. Amanda Marcotte has 4 cats and lives alone. Because that's the only explanation. Because she's so far from reality on men, it's obvious she doesn't even know any. Yeah. So, but the telling women they must self-sacrifice to relieve male pain by marrying Donald Trump voters is outstanding line there. Because what's hysterical is liberal women... admit that liberal men are not attractive. They admit this in surveys that Republican or conservative men are more attractive, more alpha, but somehow it's a self-sacrifice to marry an alpha male instead of some weird little beta male soy boy. I don't think so. Or right-wing men yelling because Taylor Swift has cats. I've never heard anybody yell that. I didn't even know she had a cat. Good for her. Or because she dates hunky vaccinated NFL players, Mr. Pfizer there. I find this hysterical because you've got to remember, people, she's writing this from the title of Men Punching Random Women in New York City, A Desperate Last Gasp of the Male Rage Fueling MAGA. What she's saying is these women are getting punched because men are angry that women aren't assuming their proper role. Guys, have y'all seen any of the videos of these women getting punched?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, they've all got something in common. The dudes look homeless and nuts. I guarantee you that there's not a single one of them with a MAGA hat or that said, this is Trump country or whatever, like
let alone a cell phone to be able to keep up with the media.
Well, they might have stolen one off of them while they knocked them out.
Maybe.
But for the most part, they're just punching them because we're letting people on the streets. And then when they get picked up for violent acts, they aren't prosecuted or they're let out on no cash bail. So they walk right out of this, you know, back onto the street an hour after they're brought in to commit more crimes. People need to wake up and really be able to face what this is. All right, we'll be back. And we're back. Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams, who's out doing lawyerly things. We're live from the Right Side studio, local, state, national, all the issues. We are solid conservative and just plain right. Still in my first dipper here, which is Mad World. Thought I'd read out some text. Keith from Parts Unknown. I guess he doesn't want us to know where he is. He's in a bunker somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It says, it seems what once was clear distinction of what is right and what is wrong has disappeared in modern society. I have to agree that the lines surely have been blurred between right and wrong. And I think people's word doesn't mean as much anymore. You know, when you give your word on something, like it doesn't seem to have any meaning, you know? Whereas that used to be, it's also biblical. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. So I think we do have a bit of a blurring on a lot of stuff, unfortunately. John from Huntsville, the interview of the Australian stabber's father is heartbreaking. He said he spent his life taking care of him because he had severe problems. He mentioned that his son probably targeted women because he wanted a girlfriend, but incapable of social interaction. That's heartbreaking for this father, because unfortunately we've lost the ability to truly involuntarily commit someone unless they've done harm. It's like you have to wait for the tragedy, and then we're always playing defense instead of offense. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit further on this Mad World, but I think that it's got to change. And we've got to, I realize that we kind of had a swing in the 70s where it highlighted some really bad practices and problems in mental health institutions. They were instituting people for things they never should have, like, you know, Down syndrome and things like that. These people don't need to be, you know, in an institution. But at the same time, we've swung too far. And there's no inpatient places for people to go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dave from Remlap. Is Remlap a place?
Yeah, it's okay. A place. Remlap. Okay. I've heard of it. I drove by it.
You'll have to tell us, Dave, where Remlap is. The Amber Alert's a 5-year-old boy abducted by a 13-year-old driving an SUV. And how's a 13-year-old driving an SUV?
I don't know.
Probably not well.
Yeah, no, not well.
I worry for this 5-year-old. That there's just going to be a car accident.
Yeah.
Les, I hope they find him. John said, Lee, I don't think this first dipper has enough violence in it. LOL. Well, I'm working hard, John. I'm trying to get that A triple plus.
I mean, we do have homeless people punching women. That's pretty violent.
That's pretty violent. Yeah. And Jeff from Indiana says, if you have mega men punching women or MAGA men punching women in New York City, it's because they're replicating a Jesse Smollett moment and they're paid to do so. Yeah, they're walking around going, this is MAGA country. No, no. I knew when I heard that story about Juicy Smollett, I have to say it like that because of Dave Chappelle. I knew the second I heard that, I was like, what? In the middle of a polar vortex? Was it 2 a.m. at Subway? Give me a break. This is not happening. This did not happen. I mean, it was like suspect from just jump that this guy was lying. And everybody was like coming out all offended and everything. And I'm like, they're all going to have to retract that because this is going to come out as a lie. And sure enough, it did. So, Jeff, I agree. If that's the only possibility. Is there the same ones in Jesse's imagination? One more thing about the Mad World before I move on to Library Wars is this one also from MSN.com, but a bit more common sense here. Random attacks put New Yorkers on edge, highlight flaws in mental health care. Because I think that is the main problem here is that people are no longer being held responsible for their actions in a way that makes sense, in the way that can get them help. And they're self-medicating with drugs. So they're not only severely mentally ill. I mean, I've seen this with a close friend. It's like, you know that their kid is going to do something one day. And what can you do? It's like a slow moving car accident. You just sit there and watch it and think, how can you stop it? Because you just can't force it. And I think the answer's got to be more funds for mental health and more building more inpatient facilities. Because these people, when you say look at places like Seattle and San Francisco, they're just open air drug dens. Do these people look like they're getting better? No. Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, if you go out there and look, even LA and Skid Row, these people look like zombies. We're allowing people to live in ways we wouldn't allow animals to live. And that's the truth. We would take the animals away from their owners if they were living in this type of way.
There's people out there that will rescue animals before they would a homeless person.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You want to make somebody mad? Do something to an animal. Yeah. You want people to not care? Do something to a child. Mm-hmm. That's a sad fact. Mm-hmm. But these are human beings. And when I see them and everybody's laughing, you know, like pooping in the streets, whatnot, they have a poop mat for San Francisco. These are human beings. This is someone's child. This is someone's brother.
Yeah.
And this is someone who you can't force help on. And so they just feel like, oh, well, the best thing we can do here is providing them needles. No, no, it isn't. That's not the best thing you can do. That's putting fire on an already, that's putting gasoline on an already existing fire. And you've seen what's happened. And then they talk about at the same time, well, let's defund police. Oh, well, yeah, that's great. That's such a good idea to defund police at the same time as you're ramping up drug use. But I don't know if you've seen some of the newest videos that have come out of these newer drugs that are coming in.
Like what?
I mean, I don't know the names of them, but I saw a video. This woman was on the ground flailing around like her limbs were not under her own control. Her arms were twisting around like she looked like she was in some sort of demonic fit. Her arms were twisting around and curving. Her legs were flailing around. And someone was just standing there talking to someone else that, you know, they're filming, of course.
Yeah.
They're filming. Because we can't just help someone nowadays. We got to film it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I can't even tell, like, well, you can't even tell her race because she's so dirty and filthy. And I'm looking at this person. They're just rolling around on the ground. And I'm like, that's somebody's child. And they're in the throes of an obvious horrific addiction. And I'm glad they called the police to get her help. And you see that eventually the ambulance gets there and they're giving her something. I can only assume to be something like Narcan or something.
Yeah.
But they're saying that these newer drugs are, if they're doing something like that, can you imagine what it's doing to their brain?
Yeah.
If it's causing that type of reaction. Or have you seen the ones that just bend over at the waist and their arms hang straight down?
Mm-hmm.
God, it reminds me of, you remember the movie with Will Smith? What is the movie where he's the only man in New York?
He's Legend.
Huh?
I am Legend. I am Legend, yeah.
Do you remember the zombies or whatever they were?
Yeah.
Remember how they slept?
Yeah. They were all like hunched over.
Hunched over and breathing like that. Yeah. These people start to look like that.
Wow.
I know. And I'm like, was that prophetic? I don't know. But I think that when you... We got to care more about people. We can't just say, well, it's better to leave them to their own devices. If they want to do drugs, let them. How about you force them into getting some help, even if they don't want it? Force it. Because at some point, we have to be our brother's keeper, and we can't allow our brother to lay in the street. Mm-hmm. This one person where this woman was just flailing around, there was another one. She was walking in and out of traffic, and they're filming it. I'm like, how about you go over and try to stop her from getting in traffic? Because she's going to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, people would do more for a dog running into traffic. They would run out with that leash and grab that dog.
Or a kid.
Or a child. But, you know, they're just letting this woman just wander in and out, and they're filming and laughing. And I'm like, it's not funny.
It's not.
But I think that we've become numb. We've become desensitized. And unfortunately, I think that's a big plot of some of this social media, is to desensitize us to so much stuff that there's no more outrage to be had. But people, when you're desensitized to all this stuff and there's no more outrage, is when they really try to pull it over on you, because there's just nothing left in you to care. And that's when you get under the totalitarian control.
Yeah.
So I think we need to, honestly, we need to push for our state and national legislatures. We need to get some more help for these people. We need to get some more money coming in for mental health, or we're gonna have a lost generation. That's what I think.
I think people are kind of starting to wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, despite the craziness we see in the world, I think people are kind of starting to wake up.
Yeah, but everybody wants their pet dollar. You know, they want their dollar to go to their pet project, and they don't want to spend money on mental health. But if we don't, we will regret it as a nation.
Agreed.
Yep. So, all right. Well, we'll be on a new dipper when we head back in. We'll be right back.